Hey guys, JP here. I just got an interesting voicemail the other day from someone who is considering the Property Scout pipeline as a lead source for their market. And his question, most specifically, is: are property scouts really viable for leads in white hot markets like I'm in? It's an interesting question, one we really haven't had before, but I think it's a solid question in that it applies really to a lot of people who are in just these really hot or inflated markets. And the answer might surprise you. So I thought, let's call up Dolmar himself, the guy who invented this whole thing, and just ask him what he thinks. So I got Dolmar on the phone, asked him the question, and his answer was absolutely what I expected. So what you're about to hear is a recording of our conversation on the phone. It is a phone call, so the quality sounds like it's a recorded phone call. But when I said his answer might surprise you, it's in that it's not entirely intuitive on the surface, meaning the question this gentleman is asking isn't really the question he's asking. So that's why I think it's interesting. So without further ado, let me let you first hear the voicemail we got the other day, and then you'll hear Dolmar and I and his response to that question.
Mr. Moses, my name is Jeff. I'm in Seattle. It's 2 o'clock Pacific time on the 17th. The reason I'm calling is I'm a dinosaur technologist. I'm so damn dumb with technology. I'll try to send an email to this effect, but I wanted to get your I'm looking at an online recommendation of Mr. Cross's Property Scout pipeline. I just wanted to get your quick opinion on that. I got a pretty good idea by your online thing here. But my question is, I just have a feeling in Seattle is such a nutball market. I just think I have a feeling it could be good with the competition so white hot here. So that's it. It's your opinion on Mr. Cross's Property Scout pipeline in a city like Seattle, which is like a little brother to San Francisco, which means nutball. The median price in King County starts with a 7 here, believe it or not. So that's it. Thank you very much. Bye.
All right. So, Dolmar, that is an interesting question that probably won't apply to most people using Property Scout Pipeline, but I'm sure it'll apply to more than just Jeff. What do you feel the relevance and impact might be of using this tool and tactic in a nutball market like Seattle, where the average price starts with a 7?
Well, one of the first things that comes to mind is that he can consider using this software and tool in other markets. And what I love about this tool is that you can point it in any market that you choose, and it works beautifully. For example, my primary investment market is about 2.5 hours away. We just started investing in a newer market that's about 3 hours away, and we literally use this system to build our team, grow our team within minutes and hours. And we leverage that team to help us find houses in these markets that are located far away from where we are. You see, when you invest in other markets far away from you, one of the main things that you need are field reps or boots on the ground. So your property scouts, the people that you recruit, can also be your eyes and ears in these other markets while you invest virtually. That's one of the things I would recommend is if this market is a nutball market, as he says. He may want to consider looking at other markets. Now, while he's in that market, if he does want to invest in his own backyard, I would do a market analysis on his area to figure out exactly where the hot deals are happening, where the most transactions are taking place, what types of houses people are buying, the average days on markets, and so forth. And if it makes sense to invest in certain parts of his market, you can still use this software, this tool, to help you maximize your efforts as well. Most people are doing the traditional things, direct mail, posting bandit signs and so forth. But using a tool like this will help you beat out your competition. Most people aren't doing some strategies like door knocking, cold calling. Your property scouts can help do those things for you as well to help you find deals in what I call the hidden markets. If your competition is not out there, you're beating the pavement, knocking on doors, or cold calling and doing some of these other strategies that can really help you find the hot deals before they get listed on the MLS or before anyone else really knows about it. you have a chance, you have an open door, open window to beat out your competition. And you can leverage your property scouts who spend their time, their money, and their effort to help you do those things. I have my scouts right now driving for dollars, looking for houses for me. I have my scouts knocking on doors. I have my scouts cold calling leads for me. And I'm able to pick up deals that no one else has or no one else knows about. Just the other day, one of my scouts brought me a property for $335,000. I bought that property for $335,000. That house is worth $500,000. The house only needed about $25,000 in repairs, and I was able to sell it as is. I have a contract on it right now as is for $440,000. I mean, this was a deal that came just from a scout, you know, from their inner circle, just from people they knew. So I would definitely recommend at least giving this software a try in your market and see what possibilities you can create for yourself in this market. Or if you find that the market is not viable after your market analysis, then consider, you know, expanding into other markets. This is a great tool that can help you invest in other markets completely virtually as well by building a team in these other markets. And then these team members, these scouts, can be your eyes and ears on the ground, your boots on the ground, if you will, in those markets.
Some really solid, well said points, Dolmar. And I think really something you said a moment ago, let me circle back to, the question to ask is not, is a market like Seattle or a crazy market like that, is it viable for property scouts? It's, is it viable? That depends on the type of deals you're trying to do, what your business model is. And that's one of the great things about this whole idea, is it can play to any business model, whether you're trying to build rentals, whether you're wholesaling, whether you're rehabbing, or anything else in between. It's an acquisition model that is a pattern interrupt if you have a market that's viable for deals. So that's the real question, Jeff, is are investors doing deals like you're trying to do, the types of deals that you're trying to build your business around in your area? And if they are, what are the common ingredients that you see in those deals, the numbers that they buy and the numbers they sell at? That's your due diligence on your own market to see, is this market viable or do I need to look at a remote market while I'm living here in Seattle? Once you identify a market is viable, it's automatically viable for leveraging property scouts, tapping into the unknown factor of deal acquisition that most all of your competition is not even aware of. People can find houses, they can find motivated sellers using this method if those motivated sellers even exist. And that's really a bigger question of, is your market viable at all?
I absolutely agree, JP. Well said. I mean, it all starts with that market analysis. You have to do a market analysis on your area. So you essentially have a finger on the pulse of what's going on in your market. Is it even viable to do deals there? And if it is, great. You can leverage this tool to help you build a team to help you source deals. If not, you can also use this tool to help you expand into other areas and, you know, source deals virtually.
Good stuff, Dolmar. Thank you, Jeff, for a solid question. I hope it helps you, and I hope it helps anyone else who might find themselves in a similar situation.